For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Joyce, a freshman out of Lakeville, Minnesota. And you come to Bemidji State, four state tournaments. Why did you choose BSU?
You know, I wanted to stay in the WCHA. It's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the nation. So that was a big part. The coaching staff was great. They made me feel at home here. When I came here, came out on a visit, and I had a couple visits lined up after, and the girls here really made it feel like home. I didn't even go on my other visits. I knew this was what I wanted.
Take us back to a couple weeks. You're playing Minnesota. Every little girl that grows up playing hockey in Minnesota wants to play for the Gophers. What was it like playing against them?
I'm one of those few that wasn't. I have never liked the Gophers. Growing up, my family for Christmas and other holidays would buy me Minnesota stuff, and I'd have to take it, and okay. But then behind their backs, they'd have like other teams stuff because they knew I just didn't like them. But they tried to mess around with me. I was one of those weird kids who doesn't like them. But all my friends all have loved the Gophers. Always have, and it's just a surreal feeling going there, taking 5 points from the number one team in the nation in their own barn in front of their huge crowd who was there for their Skate with the Gopher Day. Is just unbelievable.
What did it mean for your team? I know obviously it meant a lot for you.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a Beaver squad that has had some hard battles against a Gopher team. I remember many years ago, 11-0 loss to the Gophers there at Ritter. To win in a shootout and then beat them handily 1-0, which I think is handily against a Gopher team, what was the reaction in the locker room?
There's no words for it. People were crying. That's how excited they were. That's how much this one game meant, or I guess two games meant for them. There was tears shed because that's how emotionally engaged we were in these games, how big they were to us. People were all over the place. The range of emotions was from high as it can get to as low as it can get, from crying to screaming, jumping up and down, hugging everyone, even seniors hugging freshmen, hugging each other. It was just all over the place.
It's like kind of going to the state tournament and winning, right?
Definitely. I mean, I never got the feeling of winning a state championship, but I couldn't imagine it'd feel any better than it did then.
You lead all freshmen at BSU in scoring with 4 points. You're also fourth in the nation on defense for scoring in freshmen. Bet you didn't know that stat, did you?
No, ma'am.
What's it like knowing that you're leading this squad? I know the first time I saw you hit the ice, that first series at Robert Morris, you looked like a veteran out there. How did you just fit in?
My D partner, Eve, is so easy to play with. She makes you feel so confident out there and makes you look great. Like, you can't look bad when Eve is on the ice because she is such an amazing player. She makes everyone around her better. And most of the time I was out with one of our first, either our first or second line, all those girls make you look good too. They all know what they're doing. So that definitely helped. I think they also helped with our nerves. A lot of them would come talk to us before the game and be like, you know, it's okay. We're all there. Just settle down. So I think that helped a lot. The upperclassmen definitely helping us out.
You mentioned earlier in the other press conference here about blocking shots. The Wheelhouse sisters definitely left a legacy here. Did you have a chance to watch them play? And obviously you like blocking shots.
I definitely do enjoy it, but I didn't get a chance to see them play. Growing up, I played boys hockey, and as a little kid, I didn't understand there was a difference between girls and boys, and I didn't understand that I was going to have to change eventually, so I didn't really pay attention to women's hockey growing up until I started getting into the recruiting process, so I never got to see them, but definitely seeing the upperclassmen wanting to do it and coming from where I come from, it just gives you a thrill.
It's been a long time since this Beaver team has beaten North Dakota. How have you prepared for this weekend?
Like any other one. The last two weekends have been huge for us, Wisconsin and Minnesota, and we just prepare the same. We just come out and play our game. Doesn't matter who we're playing. Doesn't matter who's on the ice. As long as we come out and play our game, that's all we can ask for.
Brittany Mowat a couple weeks ago talked about how the defense was in the right position. She was able to see the puck well. People were blocking shots for her. How do you know where to be so that you're not screening her?
You'll hear her. She'll tell you if you're in the way. It's all just relying on knowing your position from practice, relying that Britt's going to tell you if she can't see it, because if she can't, she'll let you know. And then, oh, shoot, I better get out of the way. So it's definitely a team effort from practice, from our D partner telling us watch back door, watch up top, stuff like that, or Britt behind us telling us move, move, move. So it's everyone.
This Saturday is Bemidji State's Youth Day. Last year they did an autograph session. It was packed full of kids. You're just a freshman. Obviously, you haven't had that experience here yet. What is the one thing you'll take from that day playing in front of all these young girls and young kids?
It'll just be a great feeling to give back. And we kind of started this with Little Lady Lumberjacks. We volunteer by helping little girls up here in Bemidji skate. So it'll be just nice to give back and let them know you can make it no matter where you come from, cities up north, Canada, anywhere. It doesn't matter where you come from. As long as you put the work in, you can do whatever you want.
You mentioned the Little Lady Lumberjacks. I was on the committee. I still am on the committee. You get asked to be part of something like that. How much does it mean to this BSU team knowing that you're helping out the youth here in Bemidji and helping little girls learn to skate and learn to play hockey?
It's a great feeling knowing you're giving back. None of us would be here today if we didn't have those programs back home. Someone had to have put us into hockey. Someone had to show us the ropes when we got there. And it's just a cool feeling knowing we're doing that for these little girls. And they're going to eventually, some of them eventually will be here, and mm-hmm. we'll be the ones who help them start it. And that's so cool.
It's also Military Appreciation Weekend. You being from the States, and like your teammates who are from Canada, I can't ask this question. Obviously, Tuesday was Veterans Day. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot to me. My uncle, he's had two deployments. He's going on his third. I helped raise his daughter from 6 months to a year and a half, because both him and his girlfriend were deployed. And it's nice to give back to other people, because they give a lot to us by going on their deployments, going overseas and protecting us. We wouldn't be able to play hockey, to be free here in America, if it weren't for them. So it's great just to give back.
You got me choked up there. I come from a military family too, so it means a lot to be part of something like this. Alexis, good luck this weekend and the rest of the season. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, ma'am.